Welcome to another episode of The Broken Bread. Today we will be looking at the scripture from 1 John chapter 5. I'll be reading from verse 1 through to verse 12. Here beginneth. Everyone who believes with a deep abiding trust in the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, is born of God, that is reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose. And everyone who loves the Father also loves the child born of him. By this we know, without any doubt, that we love the children of God, expressing that love when we love God and obey his commandments. For the true love of God is this, that we habitually keep his commandments and remain focused on his precepts. And his commandments and his precepts are not difficult to obey. For everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world, our continuing persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. Who is the one who is victorious and overcomes the world? It is the one who believes and recognizes the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he who came through water and blood, his baptism and death, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. It is the Holy Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. He is the essence and origin of truth itself. For there are three witnesses, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three are in agreement. Their testimony is perfectly consistent. If we accept as we do the testimony of men, that is, if we are willing to take the sworn statements of fallible humans as evidence, the testimony of God is greater, far more authoritative. For this is the testimony of God, that he has testified regarding his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God, who adheres to, trusts in, and relies confidently on him as Savior, has the testimony within himself, because he can speak authoritatively about Christ from his own personal experience. The one who does not believe God in this way has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed in the evidence that God has given regarding his Son. And the testimony is this: God has given us eternal life. We already possess it. And this life is in his Son, resulting in our spiritual completeness and eternal companionship with him. He who has the Son, by accepting him as Lord and Savior, has the life that is eternal. He who does not have the Son of God, by personal faith, does not have the life. Here ends a portion of God's holy words. We honor it by saying, glory be to the Father, and unto the Son, and unto the blessed Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor. You are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, your name is worthy. Even now, Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will touch the lives of every listener in this moment, in the name of Jesus. I pray that your Holy Spirit will bring forth clarity to your word. I pray that you will allow me to speak only that which you want me to say to your people. I pray, Almighty God, that your Holy Spirit will transform our lives through the power that is in your word. I pray that your word will come forth with clarity, that it will purify us. I pray, Almighty God, that we will understand your word just the way you want us to understand it, and that we will also apply it to our lives. I pray that you will be with each and every individual even now. In the name of Jesus, I give you all the praise, I give you all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, and let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. Okay, brethren, let us just take a look at what the scripture is really saying to us today. In verse 1, it says, everyone who believes with a deep abiding trust in the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, is born of God, that is reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose. And everyone who loves the Father also loves the child born of him. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to his holy name. So today we are living in the opportunity that is afforded to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are able to be transformed. We receive a dynamic transformation by the power of the Holy Spirit once we believe. We believe that Jesus is the Christ. Once we believe that he is the Son of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Once we believe that he died on the cross and was buried and rose to life on the third day. Praise the name of Jesus. We must believe that today he is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven, and he is our intercessor. He is interceding on our part today. Praise the name of Jesus. So there isn't anything that we are going through that he does not know. We must believe that he is our great high priest, and that we can approach his mercy seat at any point in time, at any stage in our life. Praise the name of Jesus. We must believe that he is real, and not just saying it, not just word of mouth, but it is more than that. It is a deeper sense of knowing that he is real, truly, undoubtedly believing that. We must believe that he truly exists. We must believe that he gave his life as a ransom for our sins. We must believe that everything that is written in the scriptures is true and given by the inspiration of God. Praise the name of Jesus. And once we believe that, we begin our steps towards a dynamic transformation. Praise the name of Jesus. We are now transformed and renewed, and he sets us apart for his purpose. And everyone who loves the Father also loves the child born of him. That is telling us, my brethren, that we should love each other. We should love each other. We should love our brothers and sisters. We should love those that are around us. Praise the name of Jesus. That is a part of the transformation that we receive as children of the Most High God. And when we love each other, we will seek the best for each other. We will want the best for each other. Praise the name of Jesus. So there is no space for any envy. There is no space for any covetousness. There is no space for any jealousy among us when we truly love each other. We must be more compassionate. Even when we see our brother or our sister falls, we must attempt to reach out to them. Praise the name of Jesus. We shouldn't just leave them like that. They are a part of our family. They are a part of the family of God. And because you love your family members, praise the name of Jesus, you will do whatever it takes to keep them in right standing with God. Praise the name of Jesus. Even if it's just sending a word to someone, even just visiting with someone that is sick, praise the name of Jesus, just to remind them that God is able to deliver them, and that our Lord Jesus Christ is a healer. Praise the name of Jesus. And he is a deliverer, because we would have already proved him. Praise the name of Jesus. We would have proved him by our experiences. Praise God. So verse 2 says, by this we know without any doubt that we love the children of God, expressing that love when we love God and obey His commandments. So it is very important that we obey His commandments. Praise God. We have to keep His commandments, for the true love of God is this, that we habitually keep His commandments and remain focused on His precepts, which means that we can't just get up today and today we are a Christian and tomorrow we are not. We can't serve God only on Sundays or serve Him only on Saturdays or whichever day we choose. Praise the name of Jesus. And also in verse 3, it says that we must remain focused on His precepts and His commandments, and His precepts are not difficult to obey. Brethren, once we are in continuous check of our lives, once we are studying God's word and aligning our lives to His rules, to His commandments, His way of life, His expectations of us, then brethren, it is not very hard for us to live the life that He has chosen for us. It is not hard to live the transformed life. Why? We are overcomers. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to His name. Verse 4 says, for everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world, our continuing persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. We are overcomers. It's not a if or but or maybe. Once we believe, once we are living the life that is habitually keeping His commandments and being focused on His precepts, we are born of God and we are victorious and we are overcomers. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to His holy name. And now we are no longer victims, but we are victors through Jesus Christ. Praise the name of Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Who is the one who is victorious and overcomes the world? It is the one who believes and recognizes the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So it is not anything we have done. It is not our level of education. It is not our status in society or the amount of wealth we have acquired that makes us victorious or overcomers. Praise the name of Jesus. Anyone can receive their victory. Anyone can become a victor, regardless of our shortcomings. Only those that believe and recognize the fact that Jesus is the Son of God, those are the overcomers. Praise the name of Jesus. And so many times we play the pity party when we are actually the victors. So I want you to declare, even in this moment, that I am an overcomer. I am victorious. I am a victor in the name of Jesus. Praise His holy name. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to His holy name. And in verse 6 it says, this is He who came through water and blood, His baptism and death, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. It is the Holy Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. He is the essence and the origin of truth. Praise the name of Jesus. And that is one of the most important steps in your Christian journey. The moment you take that step to be baptized in the water. Praise the name of Jesus. That is the first step. Praise the name of Jesus. And when you make that step, you are acknowledging to the world that you believe in Jesus Christ, that you have accepted Him as a Lord and Savior, and He allows you to be transformed through the power of His Holy Spirit. Once you are baptized with the water, and then you continue to live the life that is pleasing to Him, the Spirit of Truth, who testifies, He will come into your life and He will transform your life completely. Praise the name of Jesus. The water and the Spirit and the blood stands as witnesses. These three are in agreement and their testimony is perfectly consistent. Praise the name of Jesus, because if we accept as we do the testimony of men, that is, if we are willing to take the sworn statements of fallible humans as evidence, the testimony of God is greater and far more authoritative, for this is the testimony of God that He has testified regarding His Son. So He has sent His Son to afford us the opportunity to be baptized and to be transformed by His Holy Spirit. Praise the name of Jesus. It says, the one who believes in the Son of God, who adheres to and trusts in and relies confidently on Him as Savior, has the testimony within himself, because he can speak authoritatively about Christ from his own personal experience. So brethren, our testimony is very important. That is how others will be able to understand through our experiences how God has saved us, how Christ has changed us, the power of Christ that is able to transform their lives too. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. When we receive Jesus Christ as Lord, now we prove Him for ourselves. I remember when I was just a believer, when I just became a believer, I was about 11 or 12 years old at the time when I got baptized. And honestly, I don't think I truly believed everything. So it was something that I had to pray about. And I prayed about it and prayed about it until finally God answered my prayer through my experiences. It is through my experiences that I was able to prove Him as a healer. It was through my experiences that I was able to prove Him as a provider. It was through my experiences that I was able to prove Him as a deliverer, so that I can tell others about my experiences. It was through my experiences that I proved Him to be the resurrection and the life to me. Praise the name of Jesus. Some supernatural experiences, which I am sure that only He could have done. Praise the name of Jesus. And as the songwriter says, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word. And it goes on further to say, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. Oh, how I proved Him over and over. Praise the name of Jesus. So when He proves Himself to us, we allow ourselves to get to know Him intimately. The one who does not believe God in this way has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed in the evidence that God has given regarding His Son. Praise the name of Jesus. And the testimony is this: God has given us eternal life. We already possess it, and this life is in His Son, resulting in our spiritual completeness and eternal companionship with Him. He who has the Son by accepting Him as Lord and Savior has the life that is eternal. And he who does not have the Son of God by personal faith does not have the life. So we are overcomers regardless of what we're going through now. Regardless of what you're faced with now, you are an overcomer, because you trust and you rely on the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. regardless of where you are from, regardless of your race, regardless of your status, whether you are rich or poor. Jesus is able to deliver you, and you have the ability to inherit eternal life through him. We all have equal access to the full and free salvation that was afforded to us through the only begotten Son of God, who is Jesus Christ. And we end on this note, this verse from St. John 3, verse 16, which confirms this. It says, "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish, but have eternal life." Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining me today. I declare God's blessings over your life and the lives of your family in the name of Jesus. Join us next time for the Broken Bread.